I'm Tim Cocker with the latest instalment of the Radio Academy podcast. And wherever you're listening, hit subscribe because there's some really interesting episodes in the pipeline. And right now, I'm taking you inside the launch of The Katie Price Show, a new podcast from a very familiar name. And in the description, Katie says this is going to tell the whole truth about her life. And I think that this is where podcasts can really appeal to people who have a version of their lives that play out on the internet and in the media. A podcast, maybe even more than social media, because of the longer form the content can take, it gives people a direct voice to their fans and anyone that's interested in them. Christina Hrivnak is the producer of the show and was kind enough to invite me to the Crowd Network's Manchester office, where I began by reminding Christina of something that Katie Price said at the recent podcast show. When Katie Price was asked what podcast she listened to, she said, and I quote, "I have never listened to a podcast in my life."
I knew she'd say that, which is why I didn't ask her.
So how did this come about then?
So it was a few months ago now. And so I work on our People podcast at Crowd Network. I look after the likes of Sam and Billy Fairs' podcast, The Sam and Billy Show. We also have a podcast called Go Love Yourself, which is all about body positivity. And we're always on the lookout for like the next big celebrity podcast. And part of my job is to find that person. And I just had this feeling, this woman needs to have a podcast. Katie Price needs to have a podcast. She's got such an interesting story. She's so authentic. She's just got so much personality and so much to say. And a lot of the things that she does say, you know, a lot of it's misunderstood, and she is very misunderstood. And I just thought she'd be the perfect person to have a podcast, you know, the best podcast, all about stories. And she has so many of them. I mean, God, she's been around for like, what, over 20 years? Like, I don't know how old you are. I'm trying to put you on the spot there.
I'm old enough to remember her when, yeah, basically when I was still at school.
Exactly. And, you know, she's rarely at the headlines. She's in there every day. For good reasons, bad reasons, whatever it might be. But there's just an interest in her. And that's kind of what we've picked up on, you know. People might love her, hate her, but people are interested in her. They want to know about her. You know, she has something like, I think she has 6 autobiographies. I mean, you don't do 6 autobiographies if you haven't got something to say and if they're not going to sell. You know, the countless reality TV shows that she did, you know, sort of 10, 12 years ago. She's still on TV doing stuff for Channel 4. The Mucky Mansion, I think, is in its third series. There's still an interest about her. There's still an intrigue. We just thought she'd be great. So I sent the email off and got a response, and we had a meeting and it went well, and it just kind of went from there.
How much persuading did she need, or did she kind of get your vision straight away?
So we spoke with her brother, who kind of looks after stuff for her, and they just got it. They got it straight away. It was just, it felt right. She's just up for it. She's just like, yeah, why not? Bring it on.
I spoke to one of your colleagues, George, who's in charge of your marketing and who oversees launches like this one. And he said, just in the lift on the way up, he said, honestly, I had no idea how famous she was. Has it surprised you as you've been launching this new podcast?
Well, that's, I'll give George a little shout out here because I know he'll be listening, but that's coming from a true Gen Zer who probably didn't realise the intrigue around her, because I think, you know, as we probably know, you know, she was probably in her like height of fame, you know, probably around 10 years ago or so. But like I've said, she's still stuck around. She's still there. So, yeah, I think whenever you speak to people, they have a reaction. And I think that's a good thing. It's exciting. They're, you know, the fact that you've messaged me and want to speak to me, that says it all.
I think it's a really interesting...
The Radio Academy, I mean, God.
Yeah, I think it's a really interesting launch. But what's the mission of it? Because in the trailer, you got the sense that this is someone who wants to set the record straight a bit, challenge the preconceptions, and you use the word misunderstood.
Yeah, she is. But I don't think that's the whole premise of the podcast. I think it's just going to be part of it. I think it will just come through. I mean, the podcast, we've recorded probably about 5 episodes or so. We're out on Thursday, 29th of June. And I'm not just saying it. It's brilliant. It's just so funny, so real. It's not about proving a point. It's not about, you know, having some sort of mission to say, oh, you know, woe is me or anything like that. It's not, it's just her and her sister just talking, having a laugh. It's funny. We want people to listen to it for escapism. We want people to feel uplifted after it and, you know, just to have a bit of a laugh and switch off. You know, it is obviously the real Katie, because that's who she is. She is lovable when you actually really get to know her, and this is what will come through. But it's coming through in a natural way, and it's not contrived, if that makes sense.
So although we've got a different dad, same mum, how you have certain things from your dad and your mum. So you've got mum's feet.
Oh, haven't. Shut up. Don't go and bang on about my feet.
Well, you said they're it now. Vile. People want to know now. But you only had to say, yeah, I have got mum's feet. But you know what I'm referring to.
I know
but
what you're referring to.
You just opened that can of worms.
And you're going to tell
no one else did so. But you bit at that. So let's talk about our feet.
Right, I have
Sophie,
bunions. I have bunions.
No, bunyips.
No.
I call them the bunyips.
I have bunions. You've got the perfect little feet. Yes, we know. All right, I've got the munter feet.
Yeah, but the thing is, I did have perfect feet until that scar. Look, I've got Christmas on. That scar. Yeah, I am still flexible, thanks, for my age. Yeah, just an early back.
You just mentioned her sister then, because there must have been different options in your mind about how the format and the who might be alongside her.
Yeah.
How and why her sister Sophie?
I mean, I think that co-hosts in podcasts are almost as important as the actual host, because you've got to have someone who's going to bring out the best in them. You know, you want it to feel real. And her sister is on one of the calls with us, and she's just funny. She gets Kate. She's also just the complete opposite to Kate as well, which is what they play on. And but they've just got brilliant banter. But the thing is as well, I'm going to admit here as well, obviously I used to watch a lot of the reality shows back in the day with her family, so I know what she was like. I know she's got a great relationship with her family. Just felt like that she needed someone who knows her through and through, bring out the best of her, bring out the best stories, but also have a bit of banter with her as well. And that's exactly what Sophie does.
And how quickly did Kate take to this? We've seen her in print, we've seen her on the telly, her own documentary. She's prolific in social media, but this is a whole new space. Mm-hmm. How's she taken to audio?
I mean, she's amazing. I knew it was going to be good, but I don't think I knew it was going to be quite as good as it was. We went to her house to do the pilot. So the podcast is actually going to be recorded remotely. But the first one, we thought it was important to go and meet her and to do it in person. So we went to her house just to see how it was, you know, before anything was kind of like, yeah, definitely doing this. We wanted to see how it would go. And it was hands down the best pilot I've ever been across. It was just brilliant. We came in, got there, didn't really know what to expect. I was so nervous. And, you know, she's so welcoming straight away. She makes you a tea, then you're sort of off making your own tea, and just sat down with her, felt at home straight away. We were just sat having a chat for about an hour before, just gossiping, just talking rubbish. But it felt like I'd known her for years. Getting excited about the podcast, telling her, you know, how it all works and everything like that. She's like, yep, perfect. We had a little script for her, an idea of what we were going to talk about. We based that episode all about weddings. And so that will go out. And it's just, yeah, talking about the many weddings that she's had. They just took to it so well, so natural. You know, even just like, she's just easy to produce, even in things like, you know, can you just record that bit again? Or just say this, you know, she just gets the ins and everything like that. Just complete pro. She's been in this industry for years, so I don't know what people expect. She gets it.
You quite often find, I'm sure, you know, producing shows like this with people that aren't used to audio, I'm sure you're aware, it's quite nerve-wracking sometimes.
Yeah.
It's really nerve-wracking when suddenly you've got that microphone in front of you. Was there any sign of nerves or apprehension?
No, not at all. I think once she got going, she's just sat there chatting to her sister. And I think it's important for us as producers to create that environment for them where they feel comfortable. Because, you know, if I was constantly sort of dictating things to her or anything like that, then it just wouldn't feel natural. And the best podcast is just people talking. So we just let them go. She just took to it straight away. I mean, technical setups at home when she's, I mean, to be fair, she's fine. She's got it all set up, but, you know, have to tell her to stop shouting in the microphone sometimes. But other than that, and her headphones fall off a lot. But
what are the worst sort of misconceptions of you, do you think?
One, that I'm a slag. And when I say that, people think I've slept with so many men. And I actually haven't. You've probably slept with more men than me.
I haven't. I can count on one hand.
I can count on two. I've had more than.
Ooh.
And I'm not into one-night stands, never have been. I haven't been brought up that way.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is where the media comes in. Apparently, whoever I talk to, look, you know when you're out and they say you'll talk to someone, apparently I've shagged them.
Yeah.
I'm not that kind of person. Yeah. I'm very homely and I'm not easy to get into bed. Like, I'm not easy.
Mm.
So that, I'm very homely, really homely, love family.
Yeah, you are,
love
actually.
Love being
you
at
are.
Home. I love having people over me cook, or I love doing parties and that. But what I've come to realise is it's always me that does the parties. Me getting the drink and that. And then I think, who actually invites me to theirs? No one.
No one.
So I've stopped doing them. Someone else can have it.
When Dad's had enough, have you noticed, he just turns off the lights.
I know, he's funny, isn't he? He does.
Isn't he?
And then the next thing, he comes out in his boxer shorts, scratches nuts, and he's like, I'll go to bed now.
Like, he does see that.
You've almost touched on it there. Some of the best bits in audio, podcasts, whatever, are the stuff that's spontaneous and you can't plan for. Can you see that element?
Absolutely, yeah. This is the best bits are just her... Oh, I'm going to give a little spoiler. I mean, you know, she was farting and what she farted on one of the podcasts. It's just like, they are the best bits. And I'm just like dying with laughter on each of the records. I actually can't believe I'm doing this as a job. It's crazy.
So
it's so good.
So it sounds like maybe relative to others, you've done a little bit less shaping of the content than you normally might.
I think it's important to have, you know, on some of the early episodes, especially that we've recorded, because we wanted to have a couple of them in the can before we started going, it was important that we had timeless episodes. So obviously there's a bit of shaping around that and coming up with some topic ideas that can go out at any point. But I think once we get going and it's live, then we can be a bit more reactionary to stuff as well. And we're kind of going to include a section in there with you know, some like audience stuff as well that will sort of tag into some of the other ones and everything. So yeah, I think we can be a bit more loose once we start get going. But I think we did have to plan stuff to start off with.
Yeah, well, that was exactly what my next question was going to be, because the amazing thing about podcasts is the relationship that the host can generate with their audience.
Yeah.
And how's the interaction element going to work, do you feel?
Yeah, I mean, I think we will just be as authentic with that as possible. We've set up a Katie Price Show Instagram account. We've already got quite a lot of activity on there already, but obviously we haven't launched yet. So, but once we get going and asking them for their opinions, and obviously, you know, we want to do a section where people ask her for advice and stuff like that as well. And we're going to throw out any questions that people have and hopefully create some sort of community around that as well, because I think that's so important, and especially with a lot of the podcasts that we do at Crowd as well.
When it was announced, and since, and a couple of days ago, there was a little push where there was lots of newspapers mentioning it was happening and stuff. Quite a bit of coverage. It sort of split down the middle. Some of it just seemed to have quite a sort of negative edge to it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a bit of a challenge? Well, I suppose you've got close to Katie now. For her, how does she deal with that? And how are you dealing with that coming into her world?
I think she's so resilient, and that's something that I've definitely learned from her. I think she just, it's to her, she's kind of used to it. I mean, some of the comments are horrific that people make, but then at the same time I'm like, well, you know, you're on there, there's an interest, you're talking about it, you're writing about it, so you're obviously interested. If you didn't care, then you wouldn't be writing about it.
Yeah, someone said to me, an old boss of mine said to me once, just about, you know, about the old text message that comes into a radio station or whatever, it's you'd rather have someone having a strong opinion in any direction than having no opinion of you.
Exactly. And I think she's definitely someone who you do either love or you hate. But I mean, I find those people very interesting. So.
And there's another thing. Howard Stern always said this. The people that loved him listen for an hour a night. The people that hated him listen for 3 hours a night.
Exactly. They're still listening, right?
Yeah, exactly. So who's winning there? So what's the, if you had to sort of, I don't know whether this might come from Katie or from you or from Crowd or from you collectively as a team, paint us a picture of what what this could be in the future, where this could go, yeah. what the big picture is.
I mean, we would love to do live shows with her. I think she'd be so amazing doing a live show, and you know, you'd get your diehard fans there. I think you could do so much with her because she's just up for anything. You know, like I said before, she's just got so much enthusiasm. And I think that's somewhere where we'd really love it to go. And I think it will go there.
And this is someone who, like you say, knows, Katie Price knows this industry. She knows how to get eyeballs mm-hmm. and how to get interest. Do you think that's going to translate to being able to get ears? Because she already said she doesn't listen to podcasts. Yeah. I wonder if her audience, whether they listen to podcasts or not, is she going to be bringing a whole new audience into that space?
I think there'll be a bit of both. I mean, we did do some sort of market research before and asked kind of her followers if they do, and a lot of them do. And I think a lot more people are, there are a lot more podcasts out there for people who are kind of getting new into podcasts. Like, you know, the Sam and Billy Show, for example, is another podcast that we look after at Crowd. And I think for a lot of people, that's their first podcast. So I think when you've got similar, you know, that kind of audience looking at other podcasts, like Katie is definitely one in that space, it could be your first podcast, but equally you could be someone quite new to it as well. I definitely think there's an audience for it there.
So what have you learned? You're an experienced producer, but what have you learned or taken from working with Katie Price so far
in life, or
in any way you want to take that?
I think I said it before, I mean, I just think her resilience is just so interesting. Just the amount of stuff that's happened to her and gone her way, and you know, and just so much stuff that she's gone through in life, and she's still like, yeah, you know, she's still happy. And I think that is something definitely that you can learn from her.
I certainly think, and I'd wager you probably agree with me on this, audio is the most impactful way to share a thought, to express an opinion, or to build a relationship with someone who finds you. That one-to-one connection that you can have is really powerful. And I think that is why, bit by bit, celebrities, they're extending their platforms in this direction, aren't they? And I think maybe the biggest indication that the sky is the limit in terms of the continued growth of podcasts is that, as we learnt with Katie Price, even people who've never listened to a podcast before are now making podcasts. My thanks again to Christina and the team at the Crowd Network, and I wish them and Katie Price herself all the very best with the launch. And a final reminder to join us as a member of the Radio Academy if you haven't already. Radioacademy.org is where you can go for that, where you can get the rich amount of content that is there, and, as it's now open, where you can enter yourself or nominate somebody else for this year's Radio Academy 30 Under 30.